Hey, and welcome to The Living Stone, a digital ministry from Greystone Baptist Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. Here's this week's scripture reading and sermon.
Luke 22:34 through 43. Jesus said, "I tell you, Peter, the cock will not crow this day until you have denied three times that you know me." He said to them, "When I sent you out without a purse, bag, or sandals, did you lack anything?" They said, "No, not a thing." He said to them, "But now the one who has a purse must take it, and likewise a bag. And the one who has no sword must sell his cloak and buy one. For I tell you, this scripture must be fulfilled in me. And he was counted among the lawless. And indeed, what is written about me is being fulfilled." They said, "Lord, look, here are two swords." He replied, "It is enough." He came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. When he reached the place, he said to them, "Pray that you may not come into the time of trial." Then he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, knelt down, and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." Then an angel from heaven appeared to him and gave him strength.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Everybody wants to be king. While you're enjoying your fruit roll-up this morning, I want to remind you of a few things. I didn't get one. Elvis is king. Michael Jackson is king. Aretha Franklin and Dolly, just queens. Budweiser touts itself as king. Michael Jordan was, and LeBron is. I am the king of my castle and the king of the remote. Because the queen lets me be so. And I've learned I'm not the king of the universe in spite of what my mama used to tell me. Stephen is a scary king. Larry was a talking king. Billie Jean was the king of the court. B.B. is the king of the blues, and Martin, the king of dreamers and change. Everybody wants to be king. There's a smoothie king, a mattress king, a lion king, a burger king, a service king. Everybody wants to be king. It seems that king is a happy word. The letter K emotes happiness within us. Look at you right now. Look around. Smile to those around you. It's all right. A couple of K words for you: Kraft, Kellogg's, Kroger, Kleenex, Special K. All are happy feeling companies. And they certainly could be considered kings of their industry. And while Krispy Kreme has two K's, we only really feel good when the hot now sign is flashing. In spite of that, Krispy Kreme is not the king of donuts. That would be Donut King in Nashville. Coca-Cola, my favorite, 3K sounds. But King Cola is in Roanoke. And before that, Soda King was king. Everybody wants to be king of something, mostly because we know in reality we're king of nothing. This wanting to be king has been around for a while. The Jews said to God, give us a king, someone who will lead us, someone who will quit all this exile stuff and who will protect us and take care of us and keep us from all this wandering in the desert. Give us a king. And so God finally relented to their pleadings. And the kings began to emerge. There are two books in the Bible of all the kings. You'll fall asleep after about the first one. The king of kings of the Old Testament is King David. Even though King David fell short of what we think a king should be, the disciples argued over who would be king among them. And Jesus rebuked them for it. Pilate proclaimed Jesus as king of the Jews, much to the displeasure of the Pharisees. The robbers on the cross argued over whether Jesus was king or criminal. One accepts him, one mocks him, one is in paradise with him, while the other hangs alone on the cross. Early Christians faced a dilemma. Caesar was king and lord of all. And when you met one another as a good Roman soldier on the road, as a good Roman citizen on the road, you would give yourself a punch in the heart and say, "Hail Caesar is Lord." Except for Christians, we greeted one another with "Jesus is Lord." And so the dilemma is, do I risk a sword in my side claiming Jesus, or do I just salute and say Caesar? John's gospel reminds us that Jesus the Christ is the king of the universe and the king of our lives, and that the Christ will eventually conquer the Roman kings and every other king or dictator or evil ruler throughout the history of the world. That's good news. That's good news when you hear Steve's prayer today and all of the things in the world that are causing us fear and all of the things in the world that are troublesome. It is good news to know that the King of Glory will overcome that for us. That Jesus, as the Christ, will reign as he should. And that at some point in the creation of the world, at some point in the completion of God's rule, at some point there will be peace on earth, goodwill to all. But not today. Today we wrestle with conflicts within ourselves. Today we wrestle with home insecurity and food insecurity and childcare insecurity. Today we wrestle with things that the king should be taking care of, but is being neglected. To be king, one must have power. To be king, you accumulate wealth. To be king, you get to lord over others. Kings use force and have blood on their hands. With Jesus as king, none of that is true. With Jesus as king, he knows that the only power is to love, and the only way to love is to serve, and the only blood spilled will be the blood of the King, Jesus the Christ. Jesus has authority in my life because of his love and because of his sacrifice. Our sin is the inability to confess our sins before our King. Our sin is our lip service to the Lord without obedience. Our sin is to think we can be king without the sacrifice of the cross. I have been called, you have been called, we have been called to be servants of the King. And many of us don't like the word servant, and we don't like the word king, and so we sit. In my ordination, J. Roy Davis came up to me afterwards. He was 89 years old, but he was still rocking and rolling. And he pulled me aside and said, "Brother Bo, as you go and preach, please remind the people in your flock that they have not been saved to sit." He said, "Do you know why?" I said, "No, sir, I don't." He said, "Because when you sit, you sour. And when you sour, you stink up the place." Brother Bo, we got enough stinking Christians in our world. Preach, J. Roy. King Jesus knows our pain. King Jesus carries our pain to the cross. King Jesus heals us in our struggles because of his struggle. I tell you today, this scripture is being fulfilled in me. The King of Glory could make such a claim because he knew he was the King. Actually, we put that on him. Jesus always referred to himself as the Son of Man. The Son of Man. The price of being a disciple is not without its challenges. There are days when the pain of being is just too unbearable. And I don't want to be a servant of the King. I want to just stay home and watch swamp people. Don't you have those days? Please, God, I'm not the only one. You may not watch swamp people, but you may watch the housewives, or you may watch somebody else, but there are days when all I want to do is just sit in my recliner and soak and let you leave me alone. That's not what a king does, however. The best of the kings care for the people. The best of the kings take care. Take care of their beloved kingdoms. My King would die a painful death. My King would be put on a cross for all the world to see. But thanks be to God, he didn't stay on that cross. We know that our King would not be defeated, but he would bring into being a whole new kingdom that for me and for you would be glory. So let us celebrate this day Jesus as the King. Let us rest in the glory of Jesus the Christ. Let us sing the songs of Advent. Let us be healed in the love of Jesus on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Pray together. King Jesus, this day, we recognize you in a way that is perhaps uncomfortable for many. But we give you the glory God gave you. We want to be good servants. We want to be with you on the Mount of Olives. We want to support you in the journey to the cross. We want to celebrate you in the resurrection. But we're not sure exactly how to do that. Bless us, O God, as we continue to search how to serve you and to serve your world. For we pray in the strong name of Jesus, our King. Amen.